This is episode number 6 of season 4's Hidden Game. We have replaced one of the words in this episode. That word is a clue. Enjoy the show.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Dr. Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted it like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak, discovered an A1 with the side of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Greetings, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. Usually, for the record, usually I record these at night, but in deference to one of our guests, I'm recording it in the afternoon instead. It's 12:30 here, it's 6:30 there. Fortunately, in either country, it is late enough to start day drinking. I'm not going to say that it'll improve your performance per se, but just like in every old Western, when someone gets shot, it may dull the pain. Let's meet tonight's guests.
Cheers.
Rick.
Greetings.
I'm sorry, today's guests. Scott.
Well, I work at night, so it's sort of like night, but day at the same time.
Nights can be like that. And for the first time ever, Ollie.
The token Brit that's not Buzz.
I would like to say I don't have a token Brit. You've only been the only two ever. I don't care enough about the crown to represent you on a regular basis.
And on her birthday
other than speaking your language, of course. Ish.
Fine.
That third voice, Ollie, was Ollie Peters.
Who?
Host of the Bad Movie Club on the Infinite Potato Alliance podcast network. This is Ollie's first time on the show, and as such, he receives one bonus intro point.
Yay!
And I feel like I'm going to give him another bonus point, because I really should have had him on the show earlier. he's been on the network like a year.
To be fair, it was my fault we didn't meet up last year.
Well, it wasn't really your fault.
It wasn't it's my mum's fault, but we won't go into that.
Yeah, it was a set of unfortunate events. It was a series of unfortunate events. But he's here now. We're glad to have you, as we are glad to have all of our guests.
I'm really freaking out. I'm just saying, thinking it's a podcast. It is, but I'm on it. It's weird. Sorry.
The podcast you host or the podcast you're on now?
The one that I'm usually listening to. I'm just sat back listening going, oh, this is great. Oh, it's me. Shit. Right. I'm not supposed to swear either, am I? I've got to, right, sit back.
I have all of those same reactions, if that makes you feel any better. For those of you new to the show, this is Captain Game Show. It is a trivia wordplay podcast. We'll do it regular. This episode will feature 3 rounds of trivia and wordplay games and 1 intermission improv. I will let the players know if the game will be assigned to particular players or just buzz in if you think you know the answer. And I'll explain the rules to each game before the players play. Also, first time on this show, I'm going to start doing this at the top of every episode. You will hear a word in this show that does not sound like the other words. It's because it has been replaced by Archibald, our AI assistant. That word will be one part of the hidden game that is going on this year. Find all the words. I'll tell you what to do with the words.
I'll tell you what to do with the words.
Yeah. At the end of the year, figure out the clue, give me the answer. Win the prize. All right.
It's just so easy.
Yeah. None of you will know what the hidden word is until the episode is released, because I just sound like me. All right. Everybody good to go?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Round one.
Round one.
I call this game Scrabblegrams.
Fight.
Woot.
Bugger.
This game is based on one of my favorite games, as you might have guessed, Scrabble. I will give the players seven letters, and then I will describe a word that can be made out of some combination of the letters that I've given them. I'll give them the part of speech. I'll give a brief definition. And in this game, they must answer with the word, and they must also correctly spell the word. Your letters for this round will be T, as in Tesla.
I wonder what you were going to say then.
N, as in Newton. E, as in Einstein. A, as in,
Ampere.
Asimov. I'll take it. He's an artist. L, as in
Leeuwenhoek.
S, as in Spielberg. Genius.
Okay.
And O, as in Oppenheimer. Sorry. T-N-E-L-S-O-A.
Okay.
Because I forgot the A before. Yep. All right. Let's assign these. Yep. We can assign. And we'll start with Rick.
Yay!
Does everyone understand the rules as I've explained them?
Indeed. Yes.
I'm glad I've already got my 2 points.
Rick, this is you.
Okay.
Noun. A grayish metamorphic rock, easily split into smooth, flat surfaces.
Slate. S-L-A-T-E.
Yes. Ollie. Noun. The range between tenor and soprano.
Oh. Is it alto? Alto. A-L-T-O? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yay!
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Noun. An establishment where a beautician might conduct their business.
Salon. S-A-L-O-N.
Yes. Rick.
Hi.
Noun. A succulent plant with toothed, fleshy leaves, or the extract from such a plant.
And whenever people ask me why we don't have any plants in our house, I explain to them that my wife and I managed to kill 3 aloe plants. A-L-O-E. And they are some of the hardiest damn things on earth.
They are. They heal other things. That's quite impressive, actually. Ollie. Noun or adjective.
Oh, cheers.
Depending on the context. The square root of 100.
Wait, is that a math question or a spelling yes. question? Bugger.
It is a mathy spelling question.
I can see 10, but I don't think that's the right answer.
You got half a right answer. Please continue.
10 also?
You know what? I can't fault you for that.
Yay!
I'm going to assume you know how to spell 10. Just 10.
Yeah. So 10 also.
just 10. That's pretty great.
Apart from that, I'm out.
Yeah. Captain Gang shows like a box of chocolates. Scott.
I got to follow that. Great.
You never know which idiot's going to turn up for recording.
Plural noun / verb. As a plural noun, they're the musical sounds with reference to pitch, quality, and strength. As a verb, enhancing one's muscle definition.
Tones.
T-O-N-E-S.
Yes. Rick.
Hi.
Noun. Acquisition of an item or product via purchase, especially when done at a discount.
Sale, S-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm. Ollie. Mm-hmm. Verb. Acquiring an item or product illegally without paying for it.
Oh, steal. S-T-E-A-L.
Yep.
Oh.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Adjective. An item or product that has been acquired illegally.
Ah, clever. Stolen. S-T-O-L-E-N.
Nice. Good job, gang. Let's carry that momentum into round two.
Round two.
Double or nothing.
Fight.
Ooh.
This is one of the cooperative games of the show where I assign my clue to two players instead of one. And each contestant must give me their half of the answer. Every answer in this round will be in the form of blank of the blank. For example, if I were to say Rick and Scott, in the 90s, Michael Flatley was better known as this performer. Rick would say,
Lord.
Scott would say,
of the dance.
Yeah. Half point each on that. Didn't intend to actually give it to you, but sure. If I call your name first, you must answer your part first and say everything up to the word of. The second person then says of the whatever. If both people know their parts, then both people will get a point. If one person doesn't know their part, neither person gets a point. The third person can jump in if one of the players doesn't know theirs and complete the answer and effectively steal that point. Any questions?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. Ollie and Scott. Ollie, you're first.
Okay.
Christina Loken played the villain in the third film of the Terminator series.
Rise of?
The Machines.
Mm-hmm. Scott, Rick.
Okay.
Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner starred in this 1985 sequel to Romancing the Stone.
Jewel.
Of the Nile.
Rick, Ollie. Anakin Skywalker doesn't like sand because it's coarse and rough and irritating and it gets everywhere.
Got to get this one right.
Yeah, I know.
Attack of?
The Clones.
Mm-hmm. It didn't even dawn on me that the last two movies are both in this category.
Mm-hmm. Ollie and Scott. Though this character is never fully seen, her being flattened by a house is a major plot point of the 1939 Wizard of Oz.
The Wicked Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Of the East.
Correct.
It's when you think it's simple and you got it that you have to be careful.
Gotta mix it up a bit here. Rick and Scott.
Mm-hmm.
The annual speech during which the U.S. president puts forth their agenda to Congress and the public.
State.
Of the Union.
Mm-hmm. Ollie, then Rick. This Netflix original film from the Coen brothers was the source of the meme where an almost hanged James Franco turns to the camera saying, "First time." It's probably the hardest one.
Oh, apart from the Brit trying to do the American one.
It's on Netflix.
No, I'm talking about the president, whatchamacallit. Oh. Flip.
That's actually not, I realized after I switched them up that I spared you an American question, but it was not intentional.
You've given me one. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay. Scott, can you take the first part?
I actually don't know this one either.
Okay.
And it's a clean sweep because I've got no idea either.
I'm a bit disappointed. I totally slept on this one.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Oh, okay.
All right. I know the title.
Yeah. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good in parts, actually.
That's a ringing endorsement.
It was. It was kind of an anthology, and some parts are better than others.
Isn't it like 6 hours? Okay.
Yeah, a couple, maybe, I think. Let's see. Let's go. Rick, Ollie. Oh, yeah, this will be good. Premiering in 1964 and running off and on through 2006, this British music program featured whichever records were moving up the charts.
Top?
Of the Pops.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey! Transatlantic high five.
Truly international.
Right. Ollie Scott. This legendary item was the MacGuffin of Indiana Jones' first big screen adventure.
But the title?
The item.
The item?
The object.
Oh, the Ark?
Of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. Scott Rick. This role-playing video game series based in the Star Wars universe was first released on Xbox in 2003. And gave players the chance to live out their light side or dark side fantasies.
I'm pretty sure this is Knights.
Of the old... Oh, shoot. Of the Old Republic?
That's it.
Okay. I thought I was sure of it, and then I was like, wait, is old in there or not?
Well done. Look at you guys.
I tried to play Knights of the Old Republic, but my machine could never handle it. The controls were too dodgy.
I've never actually played it, but I've always kind of wanted to. But I don't play any deeply immersive games because I know I'll get deeply immersed and then just ignore the rest of the world for longer than is reasonable. All right. Good job, all.
Time for the punishment.
That was a great time to sit back and rest on your laurels because you guys are acing this. No problems at all. Put some time on the clock here. Get ready for a wordplay relay.
Oh, God damn it. Test of
might. This is going to be one of my broadest categories ever. Wordplay relay is the game in which I just give you guys a blanket category, and when I call on you, when it's your turn, you just say something that fits into that category. The only hook is that your answer must begin with whatever letter the previous person's answer ended with. So if the person before you said cat, you know, maybe you say turtle, the person after that says ermine, the person after that says echidna. Sure. But no, you're not doing animals. Again, this is one of the broadest categories I've ever done. I don't like to acknowledge really any particular holiday or days or you know, anything like that because, you know, I feel like Captain Game Show has kind of a timeless quality. So, you know, I don't want to do an Easter episode because you feel like, oh, well, you know, it's not Easter. I don't want to listen to it. But for those of you in the know, this is Pride Month. Your category is any famous person who is not a straight, cisgendered white man.
Bollocks.
Sorry. Not sorry. The vast majority of the world, for the record. I'm sure you guys will do just fine. Put some time on the clock. And let's see, I've started with Ollie, I've started with Scott, so we'll start with Rick. You may begin.
Carrie Fisher.
Ollie, you have an R.
Remind me what we're doing again.
You have to name a famous person who is not a white cisgendered straight guy. Famous person whose name starts with R.
Raquel Welch.
Sure. Scott H.
It's so hard all of a sudden. Halle Berry.
Okay. Rick, you have a Y.
hell no. That's a.
I'm only taking confirmed out celebrities for the record.
Yeah. I was just, no, Yanni is very much all of not. Yvonne Craig.
Is that a G?
Yes.
Ollie, you have a G.
Who's that? Gwendolyn, what's her face from Game of Thrones? Okay. That's it. Gwen Stefani?
Sure.
Yay.
Scott, you have an I.
I? Idris Elba.
Rick, you have an A.
Albus Dumbledore.
No. Real people.
Real people.
Nice try, but no. Ali, you have an A.
Ali Larta.
Who's that?
Blonde girl from
Heroes, Final Destination.
Yeah.
All right. Is that an R?
Sure.
Okay. You have to know at least that. I'm not going to tell you. Ollie, I'm going to give you another chance. Give me somebody else. You have an A.
Anna Frey.
God, you have an A.
Damn it.
A. Alia Shawkat.
I don't know who that is.
Arrested Development. She played.
No. Just if I say I don't know, just give me somebody else.
Oh.
Rick, you have an A.
Thank you.
Aaliyah, who played Akasha in Queen of the Damned.
Ollie, you have an H.
Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Scott, N.
There's got to be plenty of them.
There are. You are correct. Rick, you have an N.
Nancy Sinatra.
All right. Ollie, A.
Abby Clancy.
Scott, Y.
And Yvonne Craig was already taken.
You have 10 seconds.
Rick, try to grab it because I'm not going to get one.
Yvonne DiCarlo.
No.
No.
I didn't pass it to you.
That's fair enough.
ouch.
All right.
This one didn't fall into the every name ended with the same awful letter.
Mm.
It's just real hard to think of names offhand.
It is. I think, honestly, I might do the same intermission improv for every whatever episodes I record this month. I think I might just do the same thing. I dig it.
That'd be cool.
All right. Well done, guys. Actually, you know what? Rick and Scott, you each have a half point sitting there. I'm going to go ahead and burn them. Because each of you gave me answers that I didn't accept. You can consider those points retroactively added.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The finale to the game, round three.
Final round.
Alpha Beta.
Fight.
Ooh.
This is one of the games that I don't normally explain. I trust that as gameplay begins, the players, if not the audience, will grasp the hook of this particular round. If not, I guess just fast forward to the end and see what the after credits going on.
I'll do that.
Most of these answers will be two words. Some of them will just be one word. If it's just one word, I will indicate that when I ask you. That will be the only explanation you get, aside from my reminding you that the name of the game is Alpha Beta.
Fight.
Rick, we'll start with you.
Okay.
This fictional character, along with the 40 Thieves, was featured in one of the stories from 1001 Nights.
Ali Baba.
Yes. Ollie, if someone has an allergy to felines, there's a good chance that the particular substance they're allergic to is this. It's not like a chemical name or anything. It's just a...
That still doesn't help.
Rick Steele?
Yeah, go on.
Rick.
Cat dander.
Yes.
Sure.
Scott.
Yes.
This gawky teen, played by Topher Grace, was the central character of that 70s show, until he wasn't.
Eric Foreman.
Rick.
Mm-hmm.
This paranormal reality show ran on A&E and the Sci-Fi Channel. I've never watched it, but I'm guessing that they never actually caught anything.
Ghost Hunters.
Correct. Buzz in bonus. We'll do Price is Right rules. Person who is closest without going over. How many seasons did Ghost Hunters run? Rick.
Rick, 10.
Ollie, you want to guess?
22.
Scott.
14.
Sorry.
Was that for dramatic effect?
No, that was my phone.
Scott, it actually ran for exactly 14 seasons. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not.
Well done.
Well done.
Gonna bonus you up there. Gonna bonus your bonus. Whose was that? Was that Rick? So, Ollie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
According to Hamlet, poor Yorick was a fellow of excellent fancy as well as this.
I did that like 40 years ago.
Scott Steele.
Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible this round.
Well, hang on. Wait.
Different.
before I let Scott steal it, do you understand the nature of this game?
Yeah. I'm just not very good at it.
You want to put those two letters into effect and give it another second to noodle on it?
No.
Okay. Scott.
Infinite Jest.
Yes.
By the way, I did know that. I just didn't want to.
See, I knew you knew that.
Scott, this is actually yours.
Yes.
This is the mystical mountain city that served as the backdrop to Danny Rand's, aka Iron Fist's, origin story.
Tun Lun.
Yes. Rick,
mm-hmm.
According to the title of this Miyazaki classic, this is what the magical creature Totoro is to me.
My neighbor.
Yeah. Ollie, in the 1980s cartoon, he's the leader of the Autobots.
Optimus Prime.
Yes.
That's actually kind of ironic, given your initials, too.
I know, I was just about to say. Well, he is.
Buzz in bonus. Host of the Bad Movie Club podcast.
None of these are going to get it. Buzz.
Is that Ollie?
Yeah, Buzz.
Okay, Ollie.
It's me, Ollie Peters.
Correct.
Oh, you were asking that?
See, I told you they didn't know it.
Scott.
No, I thought you were just saying qualifying. Never mind.
For the record, you are not the first person on the show to receive a point for knowing their own name.
I nearly said a co-host.
Scott.
Yes.
This is a one-word answer. Australia's most popular airline.
Oh, no.
Victor Steele.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Rick.
Qantas.
Yes. Rick, this is your question.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the rat in Disney's Ratatouille.
Scott Steele.
Damn it. I'm not quick enough with that stealing bollocks.
Roger Simpson.
No.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, you would love that movie. Scott.
Wait, did you say this was another one-word answer?
This is a one-word answer.
Okay. Oh.
Remy.
Remy is correct. Rick, I will offer the bonus to you first, even though it's less likely that you'll get this. The name of the hapless chef whose body he controls. This is kind of a deep cut. Like, I thought I knew, I didn't actually know. Or at least I didn't completely know.
Rekakuni.
This is not letter-based. So it's, well, that is a no.
Yeah, it that doesn't help. I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyone to steal?
No, I haven't actually seen that movie.
I can't remember.
What? I am sorely tempted to take some points away.
it just passed me by. There's lots
dude,
of
dude, it's been like there. 20 years, 30 years.
I'm not surprised I haven't seen it. I am shocked you haven't.
You know what? I'm not going to tell you. Next question. Ollie. Reality show where would-be inventors and entrepreneurs compete for investors.
Oh, is that American nonsense in it? Shark Tank.
It is American nonsense.
Yeah.
Scott.
We export a lot of that.
Yeah. Fair play. Here's some British nonsense.
Yay!
The head of the household where young Harry Potter grew up.
Uncle Vernon.
Yes. Rick.
Mm-hmm.
This is a one-word answer.
Okay.
A gnu, G-N-U, is the other common name for this large African antelope.
Wildebeest.
Yeah. Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
This sci-fi drama aired for 3 seasons on ABC Family and told the story of an unusual teen who seemed to lack human interaction and a belly button.
Sure.
I'm going to assume Scott's the only one who knows this.
On wood. X. Yeah.
Scott.
I'm shaky on this one,
I will take the full title of the show. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Kyle XY.
Yes.
Ah.
Mm.
And Scott. Last one goes to you. I have no doubt that all of you know this. The old-timey name for a blimp.
Only to steal. Yeah.
A zeppelin.
That is correct.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move.
Randomly, I was playing Zeppelin on my guitar before we started.
If at any point you want to give me an electric guitar instrumental version of the Game So theme, I would not be opposed.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. I said at any point, not right this second.
Okay, fair enough. I'll do it.
Final scores. That actually was pretty neck and neck until that last round. lots of stealing, lots of tomfoolery and chicanery.
But no hijinks.
No. We do not approve of hijinks.
No, but we came dangerously close.
Final scores. Rick, 19 points.
Woot.
Ollie, 18 points. Yeah. Scott, 21 points. Pulled it out in round three. Good job.
Glad we haven't got video.
I thought the intermission improv was going to be the end of me.
You all fared about the same at the intermission improv. It wasn't a strong advantage for any one of you. But now, sir, the strong advantage is yours. As the winner of the game, you have earned the coveted right to be the first to pitch, plug, and or promote whatever you like. Proceed.
Thank you. Those who enjoy my verbal ramblings can occasionally hear me on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, as well as That Star Trek podcast, both available right here on the Infinite Potato Podcast Alliance, on the Infinite Potato Alliance Podcast Network. If you are tired of listening to me, but you would like to see perhaps some interesting artwork that you might enjoy, then please feel free to visit my website, www.planetrisecreative.com, or visit me on Twitter at @planetrise, and see some of my book covers, fake posters, logos, photo manipulations, so on and so forth. I am available for commissions as well, so if you see anything that strikes your fancy and you have a job that you need done, come see me. We'll see what we can do.
Ollie.
Have we got time?
Go for it.
He will
be severely edited, but I don't like to interrupt the process.
I'm on the bastard redheaded stepchild of the network, the Bad Movie Club podcast. You can find us pretty much everywhere. It's me and my friends randomly picking movies from Amazon Prime and reviewing them. Some are good, some are terrible. If you like music and you like gigs, I also do a podcast with my better other half where we randomly go to gigs and review them. That's the Punk Rock Skunk podcast. So that's about it, really. You can find me here and there everywhere. Don't talk to me, though.
Nice. In honor of having you on, I really wanted to do science versus fiction, where I come up with fake movies, give you a title and description, you have to say if it's a real movie or not. But I just didn't have time.
Maybe next time. I pick everyone. Yeah, that just sounds like a bad movie. We've watched it.
Exactly. And last but certainly not least, Rick.
You can find me on Starbase 66 or Open the Iris or That Star Trek Podcast or Cosmic Potato right here on the Infinite Potato Alliance Podcasting Network.
All right.
You can tell that I never get to plug anything because I didn't do it in like a really good way.
Well, neither did I.
Oh, you did. You did it with Pranash.
Well, you both did it badly, but differently.
Yeah, true.
Much like this podcast itself.
Like, pretty much goes with my podcast. That's why no one listens to it.
Yeah. As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. I've been trying to put them out once every couple of weeks, but I've fallen behind. So you will probably hear this episode as a as part of a deluge. the result of me releasing a bunch of podcasts, you know, week after week to try to catch up because... while, as I said, I don't like to tie the episode to any particular day or time of year, there is one event that I do care very much about. That would be the Hidden Game. The Hidden Game is a long-form game that I played over the course of one season, roughly one calendar year. And for me to have all of the clues out before the end of the year, I cannot delay any longer. A lot goes into the planning of the Hidden Game, so if I fall down on the execution, I'll be pissed at myself twice. But that's not your problem. Your problem, dear listeners, is that you've just sat through another episode of Captain Game Show. Hopefully, you'll make it chronic and listen again to another episode. of Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
Can anybody else hear that tapping?
That?
It's me. It's my stormtrooper. That's not a euphemism. I got one of these solar powered wobbly head things. And it doesn't... Stay. There we go. That'll do. That was really annoying me.
After credit bonus scene.
I'll explain the rules to each game before we go. I change the games up every show. And games will usually come in the form of buzz in, meaning I'll just ask the question and the first one who thinks they know the answer, say their name, and I'll let them try to answer. Or they'll be assigned, which means I'll direct a particular question to a particular player. Someone's rustling.
I'm sorry. Shit's falling off of my desk here. I'm trying to get it organized. I'm done. I just found a COVID test I didn't know I had. It was buried under all the crap on my desk.
Call it a win.
After credit bonus scene.
Quick question before you go any further. Mm-hmm. My headphones are making a lot of clicking noises. Can y'all hear them, or is it just because they're right on top of my ears?
I do not hear your clicking headphones.
Okay, good. I was digging. I was looking to see if I had any earbuds here, but...
No, it's fine. I did not hear the dancing stormtrooper. I do hear the what I assume is a vape. If you would mute when you vape, I would appreciate it.
And I thought that I was far enough away from the mic. Wait, I mean, who's vaping during a show?
Hey, man, vape's a hell of a drug. I'm not gonna shame you your addiction, but I will ask you to mute it.
After credit bonus scene.
And it's nice after like sort of 20 years, I've actually finally spoken to Rick.
We haven't actually talked?
Never talked.
I just assumed I couldn't remember because it's been so long.
We've corresponded, just never spoke.
Well, hi.
Nice.
You mean that whole time when I asked you to record that guitar riff for my show, we never actually talked?
No, you messaged me, said, I need this now. Like, oh, okay.
After credit bonus scene.
I've been trying to put them out once every couple of weeks, but I've fallen behind. So you will probably hear this episode as a as part of a deluge. the result of a madcap editing cocaine-filled session.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
After credit bonus scene
of Captain Game Show. Hopefully you'll make it chronic. Wow. I tell you, man, you never know.
I could. Well, a cocaine and a chronic reference in less than 5 minutes.
Definitely cutting out the cocaine. I was trying for like a cocaine fuel, like basically like I was just up for 3 days straight editing four episodes and just pumped, but you know, it just did.
You could have used Red Bull.
I should have. And it didn't come out well enough anyway. Like for me, like cocaine fueled would have had to come first. Otherwise it just sounds like a whole separate issue.
Top of the Pops.
Excellent.